Support for the Alaska Live series of live music and conversation on KUAC is made possible by a grant from Design Alaska. Design Alaska, architecture and engineering for the new frontier. KUAC's Alaska Live. I'm your host. I'm Lori Neufeld. Here at the Alaska Live studios is Mary Wakefield and Nomad, all the way from Nashville. Thanks for joining us, you guys.
Yay. Thanks for having us.
Thanks so much for having us. Great to be here. Yeah.
What are we starting off with? You got keyboards and we've got accordions and guitar.
So many instruments. Yeah. We're going to start with an accordion song. Yay. This is track one off our newest record. It's called Real Big Love. What I like about life, this life, my life is it's nobody's business. And if you want to love a man, a woman, a human being, follow your heart and then it might be a mistake, an earthquake, milkshake. Oh, but maybe it's a love, a big love, a real love, yeah. Crashing like a wave into the ocean. Stay in the game and keep your heart in motion for love. Real big love. I was born a little off, but too soft like waffles. Mushy and syrupy. You're just a funny kind of girl in a big world with some big dreams. Never afraid because I could the moonlight each night so bright. I was looking for a love, a big love, a real love, yeah. Crashing like a wave into the ocean. Stay in the game and keep your heart in motion for love. Real big love. KUAC's Alaska Live. Welcome to Fairbanks, and thanks for making KUAC's Alaska Live part of your tour. Thank you so much. It's amazing to be here. The daylight, the wilderness, the bears.
Yes.
Right? We are right around at the time of this going out on Radio Live. We're right around the solstice. So, yes, we have 24 hours of daylight these days.
It's amazing.
Did you sleep last night?
We did
too much.
Yeah, we slept a lot. We had like eye covers.
So. Oh, good. Yeah. Good. That's what it takes a lot of times. Well, it is so nice to have you all the way from Nashville up here to Fairbanks. And, you are on tour of doing some house concerts, and I know you're going to be down in Homer at Alice's Champagne.
Alice's Champagne Palace. Yeah, looking forward to that. We've never been to Homer before. First trip to Alaska ever. So
great.
Very exciting. And this is a month two of 5 months on the road total. So
wow.
It's a big road trip for us. Yeah.
Playing some events in Canada probably too.
Yeah, we already did on the way up. We went through Saskatchewan, Alberta, British Columbia, and drove the Alcan Highway and saw a lot of wildlife. It was exciting.
That first song really highlights the harmonies that you have, and all over this album that you have recently put out called Time to Fly, Real Big Love starts out that album. Yeah. And kicks it off on a real positive note. And that's, I think we need that sometimes.
Yeah, we need that. We need that a lot of the time. Yeah.
Why do you say that?
You know, I think that music can really bring us together, and Real Big Love says it all.
Aw, yay.
Yeah. Well, let's see and hear another tune here on Alaska Live.
Yeah. We're going to keep it on accordion for one more song. This one's called Almost Mine.
All right, I'm ready.
When I think about you, here's what I think about. How you never walked in, so you never walked out. I think about you playing such a cool part. What a burden to lay on your beautiful heart. I think about me, how I always hung around. To shut up just before I shut down. I think about things, how they never worked out, and I always had hope, and you always had doubt. You were gold in the river, right on the vine, like stars in the desert. You were always almost mine, almost mine. I think of those days, not so long ago, when nearly all of my clothes smelled like your skin. I think about how we cared a little too much. You were a little too kind with a delicate touch. I think about me, how never be smart, and I'll always hold on, and I'll always fall hard. And I think about fear at the time that we stood at the top of a high, high wire, and my balance was good. You were gold in the river, right on the vine, like stars in the desert. You were always almost mine. You were always just like gold. Right on the vine. close like stars in the desert. You were always almost mine. Almost mine.
Thank you.
Mary Wakefield, is that one of your songs? Oh, that the imagery in that song is so rich.
Oh, thank you.
Gold in the River.
It's a good Alaska
song.
That
is such a good Alaska
song.
Totally
speaks to you guys.
I didn't mean to say that, but yeah.
And you're playing it in the Golden Heart City of Fairbanks.
Yay.
And, you know, we were
we could rewrite it and make it fish in the river.
Bears.
Oh, well, the reason why Fairbanks is here is because there was gold and then their hills and then the rivers.
Hills.
So, yeah.
Right, yeah.
So, oh, and the stars in the desert. I mean, the imagery in that song is just... It takes you there.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Actually, we teach songwriting workshops from time to time.
You do.
We're going to be doing one in Montana in August. And imagery in songwriting is one of the themes that I focus on, like trying to get some visuals or even like some, you know, maybe a cup of coffee in a song or a glass of wine, you know, something that appeals to the senses. I think it's a really good way to have listeners connect with a piece of music, you know.
Absolutely.
So, yeah, so. Could you pick up on that?
Do you find yourself writing while you're on the road and out in nature, and or is it more you're back at home and you're in front of the piano or the guitar and notebook?
I definitely get ideas on the road, and I have the little recorder that, you know, so I have little melody
we all have that
snippets
in our pocket.
And the little notebook and all those things. It's hard to find the time to really sit and make a song fully happen.
Yeah.
But we've got some time here in Fairbanks. Maybe it'll happen.
I think in general it's difficult to get any work done on the road because you're always busy either working or driving or having a great time with friends and family and fans that you meet at venues. So you're out hiking or doing something like enjoying the travels, enjoying the trip and enjoying people always gets in the way of booking or writing more songs or doing computer work.
Especially being here in Alaska, it's our first time here, and we want to really experience being here.
Yeah.
We drove out to the Chino Hot Springs Ice Museum yesterday and saw those amazing ice sculptures.
Yeah. Well, if any of the imagery strikes you that would be good in the song, make sure that you grab that recorder out of your pocket, otherwise known as your phone probably.
Yeah. Right.
And, you know, hit that app and... you know, make us famous.
Exactly. Exactly. Yeah. The wheels are already turning. Yeah.
Like the smoke from your cigarettes, the mosquitoes surround me.
No.
We're outlawing that, Nomad. We're outlawing that. Nomad, in that last song, your harmonies were even above Mary's at times.
Right.
And that's a really beautiful trick you have.
Thank you. Well, I'm not much of a singer, but I just try to do what I need to do, you know, get the job done. I'm kind of the getter dunner guy.
Yeah. Even in the first song you started out with the Real Big Love, you had a section of beatboxing. Even.
Yeah.
I love that part.
Beatboxing.
Yeah.
It was good. It was good fun.
No man can do it all, whatever you need. Including piano on this next one.
Oh, great. So you don't travel with a drummer or percussion necessarily, but beatboxing can be that little bit of percussion
beatboxing
that you need.
Yep, and if the stage is like a wood, I stomp with my feet, with my boots, so we get a little bit of percussive sound here and there, yeah.
And with a duo, you have a good setup here at KUAC's Alaska Live. You've got the accordion, you've got a keyboard, you've got your vocals, and you're a fine guitarist too,
well,
Mary.
Thank you.
Yeah, got that going on for you too.
Yay. Nomad's the real star of the show, though. He's the stealth star of the show.
Right, because he's got few different instruments to choose
He's
from.
He's multi-talented, yeah. multi-instrumentalist.
Some keyboards on some accordion and.
Yeah. So this is a song actually from our previous record.
Great.
And it mentions the state of Wyoming as an analogy for like a kind of an open, spacious, maybe empty. It's not really empty, but just uncluttered place. And I thought that was a pretty good analogy, Wyoming, until we drove across Saskatchewan. And now I'm like, okay, I might need to change that lyric.
And now you're in Alaska.
And now we're in Alaska.
Oh my, yeah. There's some open country here too.
Seriously, mm-hmm. Yeah. So might need a rewrite coming here, but it's called Empty.
Here looking for me, let my house, my heart, my soul be empty, empty, yearning, get your claws out of me, clear those darkened clouds above me, empty, that's how I'd rather be, free. From longing, I'll have freedom from despair. All those broken promises that show how much he doesn't care. I'll feel no pain. A Sunday train empty. Road through Wyoming, doesn't matter where it's going, empty, make it empty. Bombed out streets or burned out relics, bottles drained by alcoholics, empty, that's how I'm gonna be free. Longing, I'll have freedom from despair. I never needed him. God knows he was never there. I'll float along a wordless song, empty. Life's a road I'm traveling, alone, all alone. Far from grace or stray from virtue, love's the only thing that hurts you. So love, don't come here looking for me. Let my house, my heart, my soul be empty. Empty. And I'll feel no pain. A Sunday train, I float along a wordless song. Keep my life locked up tight, empty.
Thank you. A soulful, touching song that was. Mary Wakefield and Nomad are here on KUAC's Alaska Live. And you guys sound so nice together. Nomad, you're saying that, oh, I'm just not the singer, you know. But were you a singer when you met? I know that you met at Berklee School of Music. And did you?
No. I couldn't. Not sing at all. Oh. I had the hardest time even singing in the ear training classes where you're forced to sing.
Uh-huh.
But I come from a lot of classical music, so I had a lot of training, a lot of school training. So I always know what the pitch is supposed to be. I always know what the intonation is supposed to be. I just never really cared about doing that with my voice. So it's probably been the hardest thing for me to to realize and kind of start doing when we played music, when we started playing music.
And singing is such an emotional thing. Like, I mean, you know, technique, and he's got the technique thing down, the piano, the accordion, and, you know what to do and you can do it. But with singing, like he said, he knows the notes, he knows the timing and all that is perfect. But there's like this emotional quality of like opening, and all the voice classes I've ever had, you know, the teachers say things like, imagine a balloon in your throat. Imagine, and there's all, I mean, all these like analogies, because it's so hard to explain what's actually happening.
Yeah, and I'm like,
so internal,
tell it to me in math, you know? Like, I'm that guy. So
for me, it's music and math go together well in a lot of people's heads, and that makes sense to
and
some
that,
people.
And that's really what connects with me. But the songwriting part of it, for example, which is all emotion and like the
creativity,
the untouchable. Touchable floopy part of it. The floopy part is hard for me.
Not too floopy of a guy. No, man. Yeah. Pretty solid. Solid character.
Well, you compliment each other well. I don't know if I'd describe the floopy part as you, Mary, but...
it's all right. I'll take it. I'll own it. I'll wear that mantle. It's all right.
We mentioned Berklee School of Music in Boston, and some of our Fairbanks' very own talented folks have come out of that school also.
Yeah, it's a great school.
Recently on Alaska Live, we've had Ryan Bowers came from the Berklee School of Music, Emily Anderson, and they're both doing recordings and touring, and so it's really neat to see that Berklee School of Music is... putting out nationwide great musicians and honing those skills.
Right, exactly. Yeah, I was already doing the singer-songwriter thing and kind of, you know, writing my own songs, living in Oregon, just kind of on my own. But I hadn't had any formal training. I didn't have a lot of theory under my belt, and I certainly didn't have any songwriting craft training. And to me, songwriting was so internal, and I couldn't even imagine how someone could teach it. But there's a lot, you know, a lot that you can do with, like, make sure the verse sounds different than the chorus and some pretty basic things that don't always happen when you're just starting off writing.
And a little earlier in the show, you
yeah.
mentioned, Mary, that you are teaching some songwriting workshops now.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
from not imagining knowing how to teach that to going to teaching it now is a really amazing thing that you're doing.
Yeah, it's been a really fun journey. And to see, I mean, you know, the songwriting workshops are usually only an hour, and there's like so much I want to say, but you have to kind of hone it down and focus. And but it's good. And especially if it's younger kids, you can see like there's a moment where they get it, that you're not there to edit them. You're not there to tell them they're doing it wrong. You're just trying to draw out that creativity and that little spark lights up in their eyes, and it's amazing. Yeah.
Nomad, what made you want to show up at Berklee School of Music? And was it classical music or?
I'm originally from Istanbul, Turkey.
Okay.
And I finished a business degree in Istanbul and got a straight job. And I was working for Sony Music in Turkey as a marketing manager for Columbia Records. So I was still in the music industry because I had all the music training, the conservatory stuff. But, you know, you don't do music if you're, like, from a proper family kind of thing. So it was just never on my kind of horizon to pursue a life in music and arts, because
was Nomad your proper name?
No, it's not. It's my Anglo name for this continent.
That's great.
So I did that job for a year, met a lot of big famous people, and I also saw how the industry works, and I just never liked it and never connected, and I just really wanted to play music and do music and produce music. And where could I do that? UK, Canada, US, and just applied to a bunch of schools and got a good deal with Berklee and just came out to Berklee and just fresh off the boat. The second week, I met Mary. She came from Eugene, Oregon. I came from Istanbul, Turkey.
We were
probably
both in culture shock.
Probably equal amount of culture shock for both of us.
Because her from West Coast to going to the East Coast to Boston, and you coming all the way from Turkey going to Boston. Yeah.
One of my earliest thoughts in Boston, and this is not a joke, was just, oh, what a cute little calm, quiet town. I was just so happy
Boston.
With the how peaceful it was
there.
Yeah.
Yeah. Culture shock, I bet.
Oh, yeah.
And now you call the U.S. your home and you're touring all over.
Definitely. We've been here. I've been here for 18 years and we've been driving all over the U.S. into the tiniest towns to the biggest places. And we're playing in folks' homes and just connecting with all sorts of people. So it's I know this country really, really much better than Turkey at this point.
He's only missing three states now. He hasn't been to Maine.
Okay.
We neither one have been to North Dakota and then Hawaii.
You can hit North Dakota on your way back.
Yeah, we could just like drive
yes,
up.
Yes, absolutely.
Like, done, check it off the list. Thinking about it,
So. Such a beautiful song that you ended that last set with. What's the next one?
The next one gives Nomad a chance to show off.
All right.
His piano playing, jazzy chops.
Oh, yeah.
This is he's gonna be playing all the notes on this next song, so you can check them all off. And our travels a while back took us to the kind of East Coast, Mid-Atlantic, they call it, like around Delaware and such. And we had a show in Wilmington that evening, and so we'd been booked on a kind of daytime TV talk show, variety show, to promote the concert that evening. And so we were the musical guests, and the other two guests that day were a prize fighter and a reigning beauty queen. And we just thought that
variety
was the
show.
Oddest combination of people. And so I kept watching those other two the whole time we were there to see if they would speak to each other. And they did not. But this song imagines that they did. So it's called The Boxer and the Beauty Queen. The Boxer and the Beauty Queen met on Channel 17. Each did feel a spark become a flame. And backstage at that cable show, they talked to pass the time. And so the Queen inquired about the Boxer's game. I hit him hard, I hit him fast, I slay him with a single blast. You know I'm gonna win this match tonight. The Boxer eyed the Queen and said, you've got some fire with hair that red. I bet I could teach you how to fight. If feel the boom, boom, boom in your heart, heart, heart. Yeah, pound them strong, but keep it clean, said the Boxer to the Beauty Queen. The Queen in time. Her auburn hair, 10 months she'd been Miss Delaware. She said, yeah, I'm full of strength within. And I've won fights outside your ring, cause beauty's not an easy thing. And I bet I could teach you how to win. I feel it.
Thank you.
historians, unfortunately, at the penitentiary, where the boxer's paying for his crime. The queen made off with all the cash she left him when the cop lights flashed. Now the boxer's serving out his time. Away the boom, boom.
The boxer and the beauty queen, that was way more interesting than them actually talking about the weather or something, right? Backstage. Because exactly. You imagine that story between the boxer and the beauty queen, yeah, that were on the same show as you were in, where did you say that?
Wilmington, Delaware. Yeah. She was Miss Delaware that year. Oh, whatever. Wow. Year that was. Yeah.
And so you were there on a morning show, and so then,
like a morning variety, yeah, show, like a local Oprah or something, yeah, you know. Like,
yeah. Oh, that's great. And that's so fun to hear the backstory on how you came up with the backstory to that song, because, yeah, you know, yes, yeah, those folks, you make up a little play about them.
Yeah.
And then there, right, it is. Exactly. There's the scene.
Yeah. Like, for all you know, a little spoken story is being made up about you right now. Yeah.
Right. Live from the radio.
Yeah. Keep working. Yes. You know, because radio is very in your imagination, too. So, right, you know, I have to tell you, Radio Land, that they have a very blingy skirt on the keyboards. They're not wearing the skirt, but the keyboards is wearing a very glittery skirt today.
Black sequins.
Black,
yes,
sequins.
Shiny, yeah, booty, we call her.
Because we are filming this Alaska Live for Alaska Live TV, and so it's very fun to do that and be live on the radio. And so, yeah, so imagine out there in Radioland, the sequined skirt on the keyboards. Nomad, that was a nice touch.
Yeah, it's very key to our sound, the black sequins. You have to imagine black.
You can also
sequins.
Imagine what I'm wearing, and I'm not going to say anything. You can just imagine.
Very beauty queenish or boxerish, we're, you know.
Right. Exactly.
You hinted at house concerts, and that is a big part of what you do.
Yeah, it really is. Yeah.
And that's what you were actually here in Fairbanks doing. You did a house concert a night or two ago.
Yep.
And you're also doing this house concert-ish thing here at KUAC, Alaska Live. I always imagine people, you know, huddled around their radio or in their cars or in their cabins,
yeah,
or out at a campfire, you know, listening to Alaska Live.
Yeah.
And we have a live audience here. And so very much, yeah, like a house concert. What is it about house concerts that really get you going?
Well, I love the fact that you get to actually connect with the people. Like, often there's a gathering period of, you know, 15 to 30 minutes where everyone's arriving and we're into just someone's living room. And, yeah, so we can meet them, say, hi, my name's Mary. I'll be singing this evening. And so you meet the friends of the host or the coworkers or the friends of the friends or whoever it is that's there, that's gathered. And that you get to hear, you know, you get to hear a little bit about their stories. And then once the music starts, just like we're talking now, you know, we'll get to share stories behind the songs. Nomad can crack a joke or two as he likes to do. And it's a very intimate way to experience the music and really make connections. And then we'll take a break And often during the break, people will come up and share, you know, if I had a song about my grandmother, then they'll come share a story about, oh, my grandmother did that too, or my grandmother also, you know, and they'll like share back. And so we're actually making a real connection about something.
And,
you know?
And I think it's also the perfect setting, the perfect venue for this style of music, because yeah. this is storytelling. This is very personal. It's very about the stories, not necessarily about the how loud you are or the groove or this and that. So like you don't need to be in a blues bar, you don't need to be on a big stage, because all the intimacy of that experience gets lost often anyway on a larger festival stage.
Yeah.
So in a house concert, I think this the poetry and the intimacy of it just really, really translates.
And it does harken back to storytelling and that focus on the storyteller. You don't have microphones even, you know, putting up any barriers between your folks at the house concert and you.
Right, yeah.
And they get to tell you stories back too. And so it's a back and forth. It's a conversation.
It's a real connection. It's yeah. And it's building community. And we do a lot of the same house concerts again and again. Like we get on a circuit and we go back. And so we see the same people again and again. And it's like we have, you know, friends and family all over the nation. It's a really beautiful way to have a life.
Yeah. I love it that a lot of crowdsourcing campaigns use a house concert as one of those gift levels.
Right.
Oh, yeah.
Yep.
It's so neat that you fund us at this level and you can have a house concert for, you know, 30 or 40 or however many you can fit into your house, or 10.
You wish,
you know?
Exactly. Yeah. Or just you, although that can get awkward. But
oh, yeah.
Yeah, it's fine. We would do that too.
Family.
We did the previous record, actually, we did, it was Kickstarter funded. And we had house concert as one of the backer rewards. And
yeah.
I think we had like three or four takers at that level. And some of those people had never hosted before, and you know, so we can walk them through it. We have actually up on our website, we have like what is a house concert and how to kind of get one going, and so we can help people, you know, set it up and get started. And
if you want to experience one, we'll be doing one in Anchorage July July 8th.
Good
and
nomad.
You
Good
can
plug.
Contact us from our website, which is
MaryWakefield.com, and Mary spelled with an E, MaryWakefield.com.
So you'd be down in Anchorage, and people could be listening all the way up and down the highway on KUAC and streaming anywhere. And so you could get some takers to your house concert.
That would be fabulous.
Too.
I would love that. Yeah.
You see how I did that? My business degree.
Oh,
that marketing degree pays off. Yeah.
Awesome. All right. Well, I know you have other songs you've played at house concerts and at festivals. And let's hear another one from Mary Wakefield and Nomad.
Yay. So this is the title track to our previous record, the Kickstarter-funded record. And it's called First Poet on the Moon. And the idea for this song actually came from listening to the radio. I listen to the radio a lot. And they were replaying an old Neil Armstrong interview. Neil Armstrong, of course, we all remember, first man to walk on the moon, and he had his famous quote, small step for a man, giant leap for mankind. I think we mostly remember that. But what I learned in the interview was he did not come up with that line. It was predetermined by a committee. They all sat around and voted, what should Neil's first words be? And so the interviewer asked him, well, did you mind? They told you what to say. And here's Neil sounding like a cowboy, you know, like, nah, I didn't care. He goes, who knows what I would have said? And then he goes, it's not like I'm a poet or anything. And man, it was something about that image, the poet on the moon. And it was just like, ding, little songwriter bell in my head went off. Like, oh, we have to do something with that. So it's not a song about Neil. It's not really about the moon landing or anything like that. But I took that image and ran with it. And here's what we got. First poet on the moon looked up and saw the earth rise, kind of like a sunrise.
shades of green and blue, just like your eyes. And she didn't have a speech plan. She didn't have a flag to plant. She came there for the view, and she knew.
We are colonizing the moon soon. Good. And I think that you will be playing that song at a house concert on the moon someday. Yeah. Right? Yeah, wouldn't that be appropriate? That. You guys would go there for that, right?
Yeah. It's a good goal to go there. Yeah.
Maybe they'll call it a pod concert or something. Pod.
That's yeah, cool. Because it won't be a house necessarily on the moon. You'd have a pod there.
Something.
Yeah.
A concert. Yeah.
Dome.
That dome concert. The view should be spectacular. Yeah.
Exactly.
The imagery in that song would be perfect to be watching out over the earth where you came from. And yeah. We'll make that happen.
Okay. All right. Yeah, you work on that.
We'll work on that. The business degree is going to come in handy, getting that worked on also.
Although we already missed the boat on the train on the first music performance in space. The astronaut.
Yeah, that's true. There's an astronaut that brought a guitar up and played Space Odyssey, David Bowie's song.
Yes.
Yeah. Right. Ground control to Major Tom.
And Elon Musk's car is out. There now.
He probably left the radio on.
And he left the radio on to that, I'm pretty sure, yes.
Why wouldn't he?
Maybe I can go up there and like fry the first chicken in space or something.
Right.
Sure, no, man.
Make it into... Carve my name into history with something.
The Phil just filling in with the keyboard on that song was so glorious too. That adds so much to your sound and your newest album. Is that a song? No, you said that was off the last album.
Yeah. There's lots of keyboard on that record too, though.
Yeah, the newest album, Time to Fly. So nice.
And beautiful piano work. Yeah.
You mentioned house concerts are such a big part of what you do. Mary, do you remember the first house concert you ever went to? Oh. And then you thought, huh, this is a thing people are doing.
Wow, an unexpected question.
Yeah, I didn't run that by you beforehand.
Let's see. Gosh, had my first house concert. Well... you know, pretty early on, I went to one in Nashville.
Okay, where you call home now.
Yeah, and we had just moved there, and it was actually an artist called Jonathan Bird. I don't know if you know him. He's from North Carolina, but he travels all around. I'm sure he's been up
Jonathan Bird and Dromedary. Did he have a band for that? Yeah, I do know that. Yeah.
So we know him, and he was in town, and he invited us to come out to his house. I don't know for sure that was the first one. Yeah. I'm having a hard time actually coming up with the very first
Our first house concert may have been like us playing. Our first experience with a house concert. I don't remember attending many and just thinking, oh, gee, wouldn't this be nice? I kind of remember more like, huh, this is weird.
We need a gig in Vermont. House. How's that going to happen? Hey. Right.
Yeah.
Why don't you open your living room to us? Yeah, it was probably something more like that, a little less official and grew from there. But now we're members of concertsinyourhome.org. We're artists on that site. And
it's like the Airbnb of
house
concerts.
Yeah. That's exactly what it is.
It's kind of like a Facebook for house concerts. Yeah. Hosts have profiles.
Or a Tinder, you know.
Yeah,
right. Hosts connecting. Yeah.
Hosts have their profiles and musicians have their profiles and everybody has their ratings and reviews and whatever. And you just connect.
It's organized
on there.
By state. So like you can look into Alaska and say host in Alaska or hosts in North Dakota. You know, maybe that's how we get over there finally.
Best concerts I've been to lately have been house concerts.
Oh,
and
the best.
It's really, like you say, people come into your home or to the host's home and, you know, people bring maybe some wine.
BYOB is pretty common. Potluck, pretty common. Yeah. So it's like a party, too.
Yeah.
And you get to meet, not only do you meet the artist, but you meet the other people that are there. And it really builds community.
I
am in love with house concerts for sure. Yeah. The festivals are nice because you get to reach more people at one time. And we're doing some of those on this tour, too. But
cool.
The house concerts are very near.
And you get
to
go
heart.
Meet a bunch of new people that you otherwise would not ever cross paths with. So it's like a huge hookup scene to the house concerts. You can just
do you see
for all our young listeners out there.
It's the new way to meet people.
Meet people. Yep.
My grandparents met at a hymn sing, and so I can see that some young people would meet at a house concert.
It's the modern day hymn sing.
It is.
Are we selling it?
I think you are. I think you are. I think we're selling it right here.
They're lining up.
Yeah. Ooh, that last song makes me want more.
Want more?
Yeah.
Well, there is an instrument that you have not heard Nomad play yet.
He's picking it up off the shelf right now.
Picking it up off the shelf. And maybe you should play just a few notes so people can hear it. The radio people can hear it.
In Radioland?
In Radioland.
Ha ha ha.
if you can't see us right now, you might think that's a harmonica. Sounds kind of like a harmonica.
It does.
It's pretty isolated. Yeah. The notes are kind of happening mostly one at a time. It's actually something called a melodica. And it looks like a little baby keyboard with an air hose, and Nomad's blowing through it just like you'd blow through a harmonica.
As far as firsts, I think maybe Portugal the Man was the first to play harmonium on the... Melodica on Alaska Live.
Oh, okay. Oh, so we're not the first? Oh. But wait, was he Turkish? So this is your first Turkish melodica player on Alaska.
They were Alaska.
We've got to be first at something.
That's right.
Here.
Okay.
I get to play the Turkish card a lot.
Yeah.
It's a good
helpful.
Card.
That's good, Nomad.
Yeah. So this is a song inspired by a beautiful spring morning in Nashville, Tennessee. And funny little factoid about Nashville, it has the highest rate per capita in the nation of churches and strip clubs. Can't have one without the other, apparently. And a beautiful, beautiful spring Sunday morning. We were walking through our neighborhood past a bunch of churches, and we saw all the cars in the parking lots. And I kind of had this thought, like, oh, that's kind of a shame, because that means they're all inside right now on this beautiful, beautiful day when it's so gorgeous outside. So song was born, right, Nomad? Go for it. Little white church with a tall old steeple. Open the doors and where's all the people? They went outside to get just a little closer to God. Sunday morning, if the sun is shining, we could go for a hike or go mountain climbing. Head outside, we'll get just a little closer to God. Hear a choir of birds singing to you. You can hum along with the song of Alleluia. A patch of green is all we're needing. We can find our own little Garden of Eden. The traffic, horns and sirens, breathe in the air and the silence. Head outside, we'll get just a little closer to God. Play it, baby. We'll get just a little closer to God. Here's where you can all sing with us now. Ready? Amen.
Oh. Speaking of hymn sing, way to get everybody in on the hymn there, Mary.
Modern day hymn sing.
What made you want to tour all the way from Nashville all the way to Alaska? It's a long ways.
I think really the answer lies in salmon fishing. No, it was Nomad really spearheaded this port. We do a national big national loop every year. I used to live in Oregon, and so we leave Tennessee. We kind of head Northwest, do shows across Iowa, Nebraska, Wyoming.
And you said you're trying to check all the states, all the 50 states off of your list. And
we have a lot of them done. There's just a few that don't quite fit the, like Maine so far, and then North Dakota, like I said. Hawaii, we'd love to go to Hawaii. Any house concert hosts listening in Hawaii?
I don't think we'll the tower is that powerful. Well, it's get
online.
The broadcast
it's
to
the
Hawaii.
Interwebs, no man.
Yeah. KUAC.org is strong.
Strong.
And do you have ties to Alaska? I know that you did a house concert here, so obviously, you know, you made some connections here.
That was actually the coolest thing. So I think we decided last year that next year we're going to go to Alaska. And so we just started putting it out there to our friends, you know, during concerts, on our social media. And a lot of these connections, like our dear friend Meg, who's in the audience
and
right now.
And Martha.
Hi,
Martha and Meg, hello.
Meg said, my sister Martha lives in Fairbanks, and she'd probably be into hosting a house concert. And so that is how that happened. And it was fabulous. And
you had never been here as a kid, or you
No. But actually, my mother lived here for 1 year. She lived up in Fort Yukon.
Wow. That's off the road system.
I know. Well, and we're actually having a hard time getting there. She lived there for a year, and then she passed away unexpectedly real soon after that. Oh. So I never got to visit her up there. I never even got to really hear her Alaska stories. And so we were thinking we could just fly up from Fairbanks to Fort Yukon, but all the flights seem to be booked. So if there are any pilots listening that want to give a couple musicians a ride over to Fort Yukon someday next week.
And any pilot looking for a side gig. Yeah, if there's anybody out there looking for a side gig for a day, we're serious.
We want
to fly out up there.
We have a lot of pilots that listen to KUAC and they support during pledge drive and stuff. So I bet there are some out there or friends of pilots that know that these guys are genuinely nice. You would spend the day in Fort Yukon with them and just be, it'd be awesome.
That would mean a lot to me, really, if
Mary
it
Wakefield,
could
it's spelled M-A-R-E, Wakefield. And, you can get in touch, like, your Facebook or your website.
Yeah, the website has our email, and it actually has Nomad's cell phone number is up on the website.
Oh,
so.
I did find it there, and that's how I called you.
It's good. See, it's good.
Phone is good.
Give us a call or email, and we're very reachable.
Aw.
Do not text me pictures of your pets. So
no.
Just saying.
Of your plane, though. They could text
you. Yeah, the plane is good. Mm-hmm. No, some pets are good.
We have time for one more, Mary Wakefield and Nomad. So at our finale on
All
Alaska
right.
Live.
I'm going to let Nomad pick because it's his choice.
Okay. I think we ought to do the accordion song.
Yeah? Okay.
Yeah.
All right, then. That's what we shall do. Well, this is good. So this is another one off our new record, a song called I Will Not Be Broken. We actually have T-shirts printed up that say I Will Not Be Broken. This song, our mailing list doubles as our free Song of the Month club. So anyone that signs up for our mailing list online or in person will get free music from us every month. And this song, I Will Not Be Broken, was the Song of the Month long, long ago. It was November 2015. And I know a lot has happened since then. It's hard to remember. But that was the month of the Paris terror attacks. And it was just really horrific, and there was, you know, the violence, a lot of people died, and then the reaction was pretty horrible, too, and it was just, I got into a pretty dark and depressing place. But the Nomad found this amazing video online, a man who had lost his wife in the attacks and was left with his young son to raise, made a video talking to the terrorists, saying, I will not hate you. I will not raise my son to hate you. I will not hold hatred in my heart. Basically, you have not won my hate. You have not broken me, essentially. And I thought that was an amazing strength that he could make a video like that. And I drew inspiration from him for that song. And since then, you know, there's been a lot of things that we've needed strength and resilience for. And so if you're in need of strength or resilience for any reason, this song is for you. I Will Not Be Broken. Are you done?
is it over? Sun is rising, now to warm this chill. And the sky, it's a brilliant blue and gold. And you've taken half my heart, but the other half is beating still. Come at me harder with all of your might. Come at me cold like a thief in the night. Come at me crazy with fire in your eyes. I will not be broken. Mostly sparrows are singing sad for this mess we've made. For a moment, all is calm, all is peaceful. Then the sirens start again, and it's a battle cry. Cold like a thief in the night. Come at me crazy with fire in your eyes. I will not be broken. I'll be soft like an ocean. I'll be strong like a mountain now. So come at me harder with all your might. Come at me cold, you're a thief in the night. Come at me crazy with fire in your eyes. I will not be broken. Come at me harder with all of your might. Come at me cold like a thief in the night. Come at me crazy with fire in your eyes. I will not be broken.
Thank you. Mary Wakefield and No Band, thanks for being guests on KUAC's Alaska Live. Just wonderful.
Yay. Thanks so much for having us. It's been a real pleasure. Thanks.
Bet. And thanks to our live audience here at the KUAC studios, the Alaska Live crews on cameras, Mac Landry, Heather Hintzman, and Caleb Souter, and John Peralt on sound engineering. Sarah Wilbur back at the FM booth. And for KUAC's Alaska Live, I'm Lori Neufeld. Support for the Alaska Live series of live music and conversation on KUAC is made possible by a grant from Design Alaska. Design Alaska, strengthening the community through support of the arts.